Hello, my name is Lisa Harvey and I am Court Garden's brand ambassador, introducing you to one of our three still wines on the Davies website, the Ditchling Rosé. If you haven't yet listened to the About Producer podcast, we are a single estate, family-run vineyard and winery with 7 hectares, approximately 17 acres of vines on the historic site of Court Garden Farm in Ditchling Village in East Sussex. Court Garden is an artisan producer of still and sparkling wines with a minimal intervention approach to wine growing and winemaking. Being a single estate means that all our grapes are grown and all of our wines are produced on one site, which ensures we have complete control over quality and can produce hand-harvested and crafted wines that truly express our English terroir. Our Ditchling Rosé is dry in style and a flavour-packed blend of 68% Rondo and 32% Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir speaks for its glorious self, but we use a number of different Burgundian clones to achieve a complex aroma and flavour profile in our still rosé blend. Rondo is a German grape in origin, late budding and early ripening, so often used in English rosé and red wine blends. With expert handling, it gives colour, fruitfulness and body. It's rather unusual in that it's a red flesh grape, which belongs to a select category of grapes called Tinturier. In the winery, the Ditchling Rosé was made by whole bunch pressing the Pinot Noir and fermenting in 225-litre seasoned French oak barrels to add roundness and structure. The Rondo grapes were whole bunch pressed and cool fermented in temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks to preserve their rich berry fruits. In terms of tasting profile, the Ditchling Rosé is dry and medium-bodied, and the red-fleshed Rondo grape gives it a natural ruby colour. This wine is filled to the brim with ripe, rich, red summer fruit aromas and flavours of strawberries, raspberries and mulberries, with herbaceous hints and blackberry notes on the mid-palate. Judicious use of oak from the Pinot Noir brings depth, backbone and added complexity to the blend, resulting in a long-lasting finish. The rosé is delicious, either served chilled, ideally outdoors while picnicking, or in the garden with a barbecue. It's surprisingly adaptable with food, a perfect match with shellfish, seared tuna, charcuterie, rustic pâtés and terrines, barbecue chicken, pork or lamb and tomato-based pasta sauces. And I am certain you will love its summer freshness, and at 12% alcohol it's light enough to be highly quaffable, and until you reach for another bottle, relatively hangover free. Multiple cheers.